Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. KSJE 851, Monday morning here on KSJE, and joining me for our Monday reboot segment that we haven't been able to have too much this new year is Lewis Campbell, who is from Synergy Computer Systems. He is joining us remotely this morning, and there he is. Good morning, Lewis. Let me get him so he can hear us. Lewis Campbell is joining us this morning, and I think he can hear me now. Lewis, good morning.
Good morning.
There he is. I was mentioning that we haven't been able to chat, you and I, too often this new year because of holidays and whatever, but now we are. So it's good to be together once again. How are you?
I am okay. I hope everyone's doing well.
Yeah, thank you. You too. So what's been going on in the last couple of weeks technology-wise? What have you noticed?
Well, Microsoft has disclosed recently that they were hacked in... Okay, so... There's been a number of security things that have happened with Microsoft. That's going to happen, right? They're a huge company. They make the software that runs just about everything, so that's going to happen. But this time, the actual Microsoft business, it wasn't Windows or their software that was hacked. Back in the end of last year, corporate executive email was hacked by Russian state-sponsored hackers, according to Microsoft, according to their own reporting of the incident. And basically, some of the higher-ups in Microsoft, legal and CEO-type folks, C-suite-type folks, apparently had their email and some of its contents exfiltrated. So that's kind of a big deal. And this happened right after they announced their big change that they're making to how they handle security in their development of software. So the assumption here is that these Russian hackers were trying to find out, you know, secrets about how they were planning to do that. And of course, Microsoft made those announcements because of all the previous problems, the SolarWinds hack and some of the other hacks that Microsoft software was at the center of. So this is kind of a big deal. We're not sure exactly what information the hackers may or not have gotten, but... You know, it's interesting that they took this email. One of the things I find interesting about this too, that would be useful for our listeners, is the method that was used. Common hacking methods, but they use what's called a password spray attack. And what that is you try to determine the password of one user's accounts,
right?
And then you use that password across every account you can find or every website you can find to see what hits, right? So again, we always tell people here, right, try to not use the same password on multiple accounts, and this is why. So, you know, the hackers probably found that, you know, Joe Blow had, you know, a password of, you know, whatever the password was for his, you know, account on kitchen.com to buy kitchen supplies, and they used that password on all the Microsoft account names they could think of and ended up, you know, hitting his actual computer or corporate
email
account.
Yeah,
so
because it was,
you know, be careful with those things, folks.
Interesting. Now, obviously, just getting access to someone's corporate email doesn't get them into the inner workings of the of other files or things like that, or could it?
Yeah. Sorry, I can't hear you.
Uh-oh.
Your voice is really low.
He's not able to hear me. Well, that's okay. I don't know how else to make it any louder at my end, but we'll keep trying. But interesting.
Yep.
Any better?
Yeah, a little bit. There's another, if you're looking for something else, there's another story in the news that's kind of interesting. So some other hackers, not necessarily as bad hackers, but A while back, some other hackers released information that they had gotten from law enforcement. And what's interesting about this is not the hack itself, but the information they released. So apparently, at some point in the last year, police officers that were investigating a 30-year-old murder case, they had DNA from the 30-year-old murder case, and they had already gone to a company to kind of take that DNA. There's a company out there that takes that DNA and uses it to build a face, right? Believe it or not, they can actually build a estimated representation of what somebody looks like from DNA. So they built this virtual 3D face from DNA. And that is a little iffy, right? Their privacy organizations worry about that because you could misrepresent someone and accuse someone of a crime they didn't commit, right? But they built this face and they, you know, used it to try and find people that could recognize this person. Well, apparently they took it one step further, and what they did goes against not only the policy of the company that they used to regenerate the face, but against a lot of other issues. They took the face and sent it to another company to do facial recognition to try and actually identify the person. So this was kind of done, you know, secretly, and now it's been exposed. So now there's a lot of, you know, privacy groups and other people that are like, you know, time out, you guys, this is not good, because the potential here, the science is so iffy, you know, with both of those technologies, that in combining them, the potential for accusing the wrong person is very high. There's no word as to whether or not, nobody's saying, so whether or not the company that does the facial recognition actually went through with it and gave them information, or no word as to what happened after that. But the fact that it was tried is kind of raising alarm bells in some technology privacy circles.
Interesting. Wow. Very interesting. Okay. Well, Lewis, we will we'll wrap it up today, but thank you for joining me this morning, just because we have some audio problems, but we'll fix those and get you back next Monday, okay?
All right. Thank you, Scott. Everybody have a great week.
All right. You too. Thank you. That's Lewis Campbell from Synergy Computer Systems. He's my guest every Monday right here on KSJE Farmington, New Mexico. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.